Good morning and welcome to Friday, the 5th of June. I'll be honest with you straight away. Measured by the raw count, not a great deal happened overnight. But the quiet mornings have a way of showing you the skeleton underneath the skin. And what I kept seeing as I read was structure. Who builds the models? Who writes the rules? Who owns the companies? The American machine for artificial intelligence is being sketched in, piece by piece. And today I want to trace four of those lines for you. So pour something warm and let me walk you through them. First up, let's talk about the models themselves, and specifically about an American bid to lead the open weight world. Overnight, NVIDIA released a model called Nemotron 3 Ultra. It is a sparse mixture of experts' model, meaning only a fraction of its parameters fire on any given token. With roughly 550 billion parameters in total and about 55 billion active at a time. And crucially, it ships under a permissive open license that lets you download the weights and run them yourself. The independent evaluators at Artificial Analysis put it at 47.7 on their intelligence index, and that number comes with a story. It is the strongest score any American open weight model has posted to date, which is the headline NVIDIA wants. But it still trails the leading Chinese open releases, DeepSeek V4 Pro and GLM 5.1, both sitting right around 51. And it sits well behind the frontier closed models, like Claude Opus 4.8 at 61.4 and GPT 5.5 at 60.2. So the pitch here is not raw intelligence. The pitch is the combination of open, fast, and cheap. It runs at around 140 tokens per second, and it costs roughly 50 cents per million tokens, which is inexpensive for its tier. And when you look at the component benchmarks, you can see what it was built for. It scores 87% on a hard graduate level science exam. It comes second in the entire field on instruction following, and it lands at 83% on a tool use benchmark. Its weaknesses are just as clear. It is thin on raw factual knowledge and very weak on physics reasoning. In other words, this is a model tuned to follow instructions, call tools, and run agent loops cheaply, rather than to win on deep knowledge. And that framing was underlined the same day when the teams behind the SGLang serving stack announced day zero support for running and training it, pitching it squarely at long-running autonomous agents. The open question, as always, is whether those tidy benchmark numbers survive contact with the messy real world. Moving on to our second story, we go from the models to the rules. On Thursday, a bipartisan group in the House released a discussion draft of a sweeping bill, running to roughly 270 pages, called the Great American AI Act. It is led by Representative Lori Trahan, a Democrat from Massachusetts, and Representative Jay Obernolte, a Republican from California, and it landed just 2 days after a scaled-back executive order from the White House, which tells you Congress wants to own this agenda. At the center of the draft is a move to give legal authorization to the Center for AI Standards and Innovation. That is the body inside the Commerce Department that was created by rebranding the old U.S. AI Safety Institute, and which, right now, operates without any backing from Congress. The bill would authorize $100 million a year for it, from 2027 through 2029, to write voluntary security guidelines and evaluate AI systems. Now, the most consequential and most contested piece is about federalism. The draft would stop states from passing laws that specifically regulate how frontier models are developed, with a 3-year sunset built in, while still permitting state laws of general applicability and laws about how AI gets used once a model is deployed. Supporters frame that as avoiding a patchwork of 50 different state regimes that would only help China. Critics will read it as a federal override of state-level safety laws, and the breadth beyond that is genuinely striking. It would write the National AI Research Resource into law at the National Science Foundation. It would have the Government Accountability Office audit how federal agencies adopt AI and flag rules that unduly burden AI infrastructure, including energy. It would require large frontier developers to report critical safety incidents to the government. It would add AI use questions to federal surveys from the Census Bureau and the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and it would direct the Department of Energy and the Standards Agency, NIST, to lead international standards work in coalitions that explicitly exclude China. None of this is law yet. It is a draft circulated for feedback, and the preemption fight alone guarantees a bruising path. But it is the clearest picture we have of where a bipartisan federal AI statute might actually land. Third up, and we stay in Washington for this one, because the previous story was about regulating these companies, and this one is about the state potentially taking a financial share of them. The outlet Notice reported, and the information picked up, that senior officials in the Trump administration have held preliminary discussions with major AI companies about the federal government taking equity stakes in those firms. According to three sources, the idea was first floated to the president by OpenAI's Sam Altman back in early 2025, and Altman has raised it again with senior officials in recent weeks, pitching it as a way to spread the economic gains from AI more broadly. The talks reportedly center on companies voluntarily handing over shares, with the returns potentially funding something public, even at the far end, a dividend paid to every American household. What makes the timing remarkable is that OpenAI and Anthropic are both preparing for what could be among the largest initial public offerings in history, which makes the question of government ownership very live indeed. Now, one source said Anthropic is not in these talks. The White House declined to comment. The legal mechanism is unclear, and several people cautioned that no deal may come together at all. But this fits a broader pattern. The administration has already taken partial stakes in at least 10 companies, including an Intel arrangement it describes as a windfall for taxpayers after a roughly fourfold gain in the stock. And the idea cuts clean across the usual political lines. Senator Bernie Sanders this week called for the government to take 50% equity stakes in AI firms, plus a 50% stock tax feeding a sovereign wealth fund, naming OpenAI, Anthropic, and Elon Musk's XAI. OpenAI itself floated a public wealth fund concept in a paper back in April. Critics, including the Cato Institute and the group Public Knowledge, warn of the obvious problem: a government that is simultaneously a shareholder in and a regulator of the very same companies. Whether or not a single share ever changes hands, the fact that this is being discussed at senior levels marks a real shift in how the state imagines its relationship to this industry. And for our fourth and final story today, let's leave the boardrooms and the hearing rooms behind and talk about how a model actually thinks. There is a long-standing nadir in the field called latent reasoning. The intuition is this: instead of forcing a model to spell out every step of its reasoning as words, the familiar chain of thought, you let it do some of that intermediate work in compact, continuous internal states, and only commit to text when it is ready. That promises a higher bandwidth kind of thinking. The trouble is that most attempts at it quietly throw away the very things that make chain of thought work so well in ordinary language models: clean left-to-right generation, probabilistic sampling, compatibility with the key value cache that makes decoding fast, and tractable likelihoods you can actually train against. A new paper posted to the archive overnight from a team that includes Jiatao Gu and Yizhe Zhang proposes a method that recovers all of those properties at once, using a mathematical tool called a normalizing flow. The approach plants a normalizing flow in the so-called TAR flow style directly inside the language model's backbone, giving it a proper, tractable probability model over compact, continuous thoughts that are distilled from explicit chains of reasoning. The continuous thought positions are produced by a dedicated flow head, while ordinary words come out of the standard head, and both live in the same left-to-right stream. Because the flow gives exact likelihoods over those latent thoughts, you get probabilistic decoding that reuses the original cache, and this is the real prize: you can apply reinforcement learning directly in the latent reasoning space, something earlier continuous thought methods could never do cleanly. On code generation benchmarks, the method improves pass rates over both ordinary chain of thought and prior latent reasoning approaches, while cutting the cost of all that intermediate reasoning, since the model no longer has to narrate every step. It is a single result on code generation So the honest caveats are whether it carries over to mathematics and natural language, and whether the flowhead's overhead eats into those savings at scale. But as a clean way to make latent reasoning behave like a real, sampleable decoder rather than a black box shortcut, it is one of the more elegant ideas I have read this week. So there is the shape of the morning, a flagship open model, a sweeping federal law, a quiet conversation about the government owning a piece of the labs, and underneath it all, a careful new idea about the way these models reason. Three of those four are really the same story, told from different angles. The institutions of American artificial intelligence being drawn in, all at once, in models and laws and ownership. And the fourth is the standing reminder that while we argue about who controls this technology, the research frontier just keeps moving under our feet. If any of these caught you, the full digest has the numbers and the links waiting for you. I will be back tomorrow morning with whatever the night leaves behind. Until then, keep reading, keep your curiosity warm, and I will see you then.